some days, following Jesus isn't easy. In fact, some days it's downright hard. It involves sacrifice. It involves people misunderstanding you, rejecting you, persecuting you. You were kind of expecting a blessing, and God dishes up this rubbish? Really? For me, one of the hardest things about following Jesus is just that. God doesn't always dish up what I expect him to dish up, what I want him to dish up. And it's not just me. I received an email from a woman recently in the UK who'd been suffering through some things for years, for decades in fact. And basically, her question was, God, what are you doing? Frankly, I don't think that's such an unreasonable question. The Bible talks a lot about God's love, his mercy, his faithfulness, his blessings for his people. It does. And so this woman who's been suffering for decades is hurt and confused. She's losing faith in God. Does he really want to bless me? This is real stuff. This is what goes on in our lives. That's why we're talking about it today, this mismatch between our expectations and what God's actually up to. It causes a lot of grief, and that mismatch, I think, makes things feel 10 times worse. Here's what's going on. You and I, we're wired for success. We just are. The world's taught us, whether on this sporting arena or in our careers or what car we drive and what house we live in and which school our children go to, that it's all about just one thing, success. But, and it's a big but, often what God's doing in our lives that hurts so much is actually about rewiring us for something much better. Blessing. God's abundant blessing, which, as it turns out, isn't always the same thing as success. Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 3. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Really? There's blessing in being poor in spirit? Absolutely, because it's those who realize their total spiritual bankruptcy who will inherit the kingdom of heaven. There's blessing in mourning? Absolutely, because those who mourn will be comforted by God. Sometimes, in fact, oftentimes, the blessings that overflow from God's heart, the blessings that roll out of God's hands in the midst of our suffering, terrible suffering in some cases, are better, so much better, infinitely better than anything that the shallowness of success can offer. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who suffer, because God is in that place with you. That's his word. Fresh for you today.